Welcome back to Fusion Coffee House, where we feature metro area jazz here on the Jazz Spot out here on Highland Colley Parkway. And today we are honored to have with us Miss Jewel Bass, Sergio Fernandez, and Jesse Primer. And those of you listening on the World Wide Web, we want to invite you out. We are on Highland Colley Parkway, and we will be here every Sunday in December. This is sponsored by the Morgan White Group, and of course Tripp and the folks here at Fusion Coffee House. And Tripp, if you would come up for a moment, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tripp Douglas, the owner and proprietor of Fusion Coffee House, who's making this possible. Tripp, if folks were interested in sponsoring the jazz series and maybe getting involved in the festival this spring and everything, what do they need to do?
Just give me a call here at the coffee shop. The number is 856-6001, or you can go on our website, fusioncoffeehouse.com, and you'll see a little contact form and my email address on there, and just contact us, and we'd love to get involved with anybody that wants to sponsor a jazz series. You can sponsor an individual performance, or you can be one of the many sponsors that gets involved in our jazz festival in late April, early May.
Tripp, anybody that's doing any Christmas shopping, what you got out here, man? What's up here in the place?
Well, in here we've got some of course coffee related stuff and some mugs and some really top notch gourmet coffee and T-shirts and stuff like that. But the township has really got a lot of good stuff now with Everyday Gourmet and the Viking Culinary Center. We got a dress shop, one of the best jewelry shops in the state over here with Soul Burger, and so it's really a great place to spend the afternoon.
All right, good deal, Tripp. Thank you, appreciate it. Right now, we're gonna get back to the music, ladies and gentlemen. How about it for Tripp, y'all? All right,
yeah.
Making jazz possible out here. We're gonna do a thing, Serge. What are we gonna play, man?
Well, you need Thelonious Monk thing.
All right. This is Thelonious Monk featuring Sergio Fernandez on keys. This is Well, You Needn't. Thank you. It's y'all, Sergio Fernandez on the keyboard.
Sergio,
Serge. Jesse Primer over here, y'all. Y'all, we have a special guest that has come in today, and we're very excited about the jazz scene in the metro area. There's a lot of great players. You know, we're fortunate enough. There are not a lot of towns that you can go in and hear some really good jazz most nights of the week, and we're very blessed here to have some venues like this beautiful place here. And along with an active jazz scene, there comes some great and very one-time singular events that are very mean a whole lot to the community. And then some of those events turn into annual events, and we have somebody here that is going to come up and talk with us about the upcoming Mississippi Jazz Foundation Awards and concert by Kirk Whalum, which will be coming up this Friday night, the 11th, downtown at the historic Alamo Theater. Stephanie Burks is in the house. Stephanie, would you come up and talk to us, please? Stephanie Burks, ladies and gentlemen, from the Mississippi Jazz Foundation. Stephanie, how are you?
I am well. How are you doing?
Great to have you with us today.
Great to be here.
Yes, indeed. And now, tell us a little bit about what you do and a little bit about the Mississippi Jazz Foundation.
Okay, well, the Mississippi Jazz Foundation is actually a relatively new organization. It's a relatively new organization, founded about 6 years ago. And it's a nonprofit organization with the goal to kind of bring more awareness to the jazz scene going on in Jackson, Mississippi. As you can all see, it's alive and well. And so the Jazz Foundation really wants to do its part to make sure that people not only in Mississippi, but around the area really recognize what a magnificent jazz scene we have here in Jackson and around the surrounding areas.
Now, can you tell us a little bit about the actual event on the 11th and just kind of where and how much and when and
absolutely
everything?
On December 11th, this Friday evening at 7 p.m. at the historic Alamo Theater, which is in downtown Jackson on Fair Street, the Mississippi Jazz Foundation will be hosting its annual Night of Musical Artistry, and that is going to feature Grammy-nominated artist Kirk Whalum, and it's also going to feature... And it's also going to feature Michael Burton. And I don't know if many of you are familiar with him, but Michael Burton was born and raised here, and he's now in Atlanta doing his thing in the music industry.
That's right.
And so we're going to feature those two artists along with musicians that they bring with them. But in addition to that, we're going to recognize those persons in Jackson, Mississippi, who have been doing their part in promoting jazz music in Mississippi, which does include, as one of the honorees, Mr. Raphael Sims.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. It includes Mr. Andy Cardwick, Cassandra Wilson, and others. So it's going to start at 7 o'clock. Tickets are $35. I have some here if you're itching to get them now. They're also at Bebop and on Ticketmaster. It will start promptly at 7 p.m. It's going to be an absolutely wonderful time, and I encourage all of you to attend.
Stephanie, thank you, and I'm very honored to be a part of that.
We're
honored to
have
I appreciate
you.
It. I want to ask you, now tell us a little bit about Michael's career. Now, he was here and he went to Atlanta, right?
Yes.
Can you kind of update us on him? He's a friend of ours here.
I absolutely can. Michael Burden was a product of the APAC, Academic and Performing Arts Complex program, mm-hmm. in Jackson, Mississippi. Yay, Murrah. He's a graduate of Murrah High School. And from then, he went on to Indiana University, got his master's in music. And from then, he went to Atlanta, Georgia. He's a saxophone player, an awesome saxophone player. He has toured with Mary J. Blige. He's toured with Jill Scott. And more recently, he's touring with Tyler Perry in his stage play. And he works with that very closely. But Michael is doing wonderful things in Atlanta, Georgia. And he is a product of Jackson, Mississippi, born and raised. His mother was in the Mississippi Mass Choir. He played with them. And he's just something that we can really see that there is wonderful things going on here in Jackson, Mississippi.
He's
so that's
phenomenal.
Michael. Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, if it's their first time to be going to the Alamo down on Historic Ferris, can you kind of give them directions once they get downtown, maybe in the parking situation and stuff?
Ooh, I can try my best.
All right.
What I can tell you is you can't miss the Historic Ferris Street in downtown Jackson, so I will say Google Map it first, because I don't give very good directions. But it is at the Historical Ferris Street. It's a one-way street. You'll see the sign that says the Alamo Theater. As far as parking, there will be plenty of parking. There will be plenty of security around. The parking, I think, is going to be at the Mississippi School of Law. We have some arrangements there. But there's plenty of parking, plenty of room, and plenty of room for you all to be there and have a wonderful time.
And let me simplify this. I know I've seen some of these fellas in here that are like me. They look like they eat good. I know you guys know where Peach's Cafe is, and the Alamo's right next door. So you
right
won't miss
next door.
It.
So if you want to get something to eat, then come right next door. You're welcome to do that, too.
Stephanie, thank you so much for being here. And as an official person from the Mississippi Jazz Foundation, would you please introduce our next artist, which is Mr. Jesse Primer, who's going to be doing Silent Night.
Absolutely. It is my distinct pleasure. It is my distinct pleasure to present all of you, and to those of you who have not heard this wonderful, wonderful musician, Mr. Jesse Primer, and he'll be bringing to you Silent Night. Thank you.
Sergio Fernandez. Jesse, you got a big Christmas plan, my brother?
I don't know about big, Ralph. It's planned, though.
In this economy. Yeah, I know. I understand what you're saying. Are you appearing anywhere? You mentioned that you were at Ole Miss getting your doctorate, and are you playing up there anywhere, or is there anywhere we can see over the holidays?
Well, I'll tell you what, if any of you guys would like to hire me, and I invite everybody out.
No, you did mention something interesting, though. We like to let people know what's going on. Now, you've got the 11th down, everybody, at the Alamo, so be sure to be there. But, Jesse, I think you wanted to talk a little bit about an event that's coming up that's of great interest to jazz lovers and particularly sax players.
Yes, exactly right. On that Thursday night at Jackson State University, we're having a Battle of the Saxes. And we would love to have you all come out and support that event.
Excuse me, you did say it, saxes, did you?
Saxes.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I said saxes.
I heard there were going to be some ladies playing sax there.
That's right. You're exactly right, Rav. There are two young ladies that's performing in that event. They're from New York. And also special guest Mr. Nicholas Payton will also be there, trumpeter. So we would like to encourage you all to come out and support that event as well, too.
Great. What time?
7 o'clock. 7 o'clock sharp.
Is this going to be at the Rose McCoy?
The Rose McCoy Auditorium.
All right, great. So y'all got your weekend planned now. You're going to be at the Jackson State at Rose McCoy on the 10th, and then you're going to go home, take a nap, and then go down there to the Alamo, stop in at Peach's, get you a piece of pie before you go in there. And, we're going to have it's going to be the big jazz weekend of the year here in town, and that's next weekend, so y'all be sure to be there. Speaking of jazz, we're going to swing it good. Yeah, we're going to bring the beautiful, lovely, and talented Miss Jewel Bass back up here.
Thank you.
Give it up for Jesse Prime on the saxophone. Play some Sergio, come on.
Kick back, I understand.
That's what I
want to
do.
Yeah, Julian, have you got some Christmas music playing around the house, I'm sure, and family coming home and all that kind of stuff?
All kinds of stuff. Yeah, a lot of cooking.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you're cooking here today, I know that. I don't know how much more cooking you can do when you leave here.
Yeah. But,
listen, we, you know, Jewel, I think you would agree that we have a burgeoning jazz scene here in the metro area, and
yes.
it's thanks to a lot of different people. It's thanks, of course, to the musicians. It's thanks to people like Tripp, and it's thanks to people like Mr. James Allen up here, and y'all,
cool.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that's my friend.
Who's the man that I think the first, you know, I'd been playing jazz all the time before I came to Jackson and took a job with Johnny Crocker and those guys, because that was big money back then. You know? And I was desperate to find a jazz gig in town, and I ended up getting a gig with the great Andy Hardwick on tenor saxophone. He was playing tenor saxophone, and Amin Rashid was on drums. Mike Strickland on piano, and then sometimes Mike Elia was on, and John Day, just kind of depending on who was available. And the first cat that I really remember, the face I remember seeing, man, just kind of grooving, was Mr. Allen over here. He's been here, and people like him and people like the Mississippi Jazz Foundation deserve a hand for supporting and giving us a reason to do this. So, you know. And while we're applauding you all, the great Dr. Russell Thomas Jr. is in the house. Listen, if you get a chance after today, you need to go home and go to www.fusioncoffeehouse.net and download last week's program. Russell Thomas and Dowell Taylor were burning the jazz spot up last week, so you want to go home and check that out. That's a good thing to hear. Jewel, you know, it's funny that jazz is, you know, a lot of people like to talk about, you know, blues jazz or jazz blues or whatever. But one thing is for sure, a lot of the rock artists were influenced by blues and jazz. And one of those artists was Van Morrison, who's, you know, one of the hippest cats out there.
Yeah.
And he's got a song that he wrote that I just love hearing you do the song more than anybody, including Van, and it's called Moondance. Can we do that?
We can do that. This is my version.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jewel Bass doing Moondance.
Thank you.
Bass, ladies and gentlemen. Jewel Bass. All right, y'all, we've enjoyed it today. Thank you so much, y'all. Appreciate it. Thank you for being here for the Fusion Coffee House Jazz Series Holiday Edition. How about a hand for Mr. Sergio Fernandez on keyboard? On saxophone, Jesse Crimer. And of course, the incomparable Miss Jewel Bass. We want to thank our special guest today, Stephanie Burks. Thank you for being here. And we want to remind everybody, next Friday, June the 11th, at the Alamo Theater, Mississippi Jazz Foundation, an evening of jazz artistry with Kirk Whalum. So be sure to be there. We want to thank you once again. Please go to www.fusioncoffeehouse.net. To find out what we're about out here, you can pull down our biographies and audio clips of our guests that have been here on the Jazz Spot. And we'll be right back here on the Jazz Spot next Sunday, 3 p.m. Please tell everybody you know, email them, get the word out, because in the house we're going to have Miss Lisa Palmer and Knight Bruce, Todd Bobo on saxophone. It's going to be a wonderful afternoon. Swinging jazz and a couple of holiday things. So y'all make plans to be with us. Thank you, Trip, and thank you to the Morgan White Group for sponsoring the Fusion Coffee House Jazz Series. If you are interested in being a sponsor of the series or the festival, contact Trip at Fusion Coffee House. We'll see you next Sunday. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. And those of you listening on the World Wide Web, come see us at Fusion Coffee House. Thank all y'all for coming out. Appreciate it. We'll see you next Sunday.